Now that we're into the apocalypse, we're going to get practical about it. We're going to start changing a very old ingrained habit within yourself and within human consciousness so that life is about receiving. Let's take a good deep breath with that. Good deep breath. You've been working so damn hard as realm workers, as earth workers, so damn hard on so many things. Now we've got this new variable, this new element available right now after Heaven's Cross. It is a new light. And it's here for you. Let's begin using it by ending the battles. So with that, let's put on some music for our Mirab of the day. Take a good deep breath and just feel the energy wherever you are right now. Just feel the energy. And here in the room, the light is here. Now, receive. This is so simple. So simple. Now, in this Mirab, we're going to let that light start coming in and filling what you would call the void, the darkness, the space. It's your light. That space, that darkness, simply your energy. That's it. Just waiting. Just waiting. Until now. It comes in very gracefully as not to overwhelm you, because if it just flooded in a moment, it would cause a lot of overwhelm. So just assume that it's coming in its perfect way. Take a deep breath. This reality is it's made up of what some call matter. Matter is just very condensed light or energy. It takes form or shape as an atom. An atom has numerous components to it, electrons, neutrons, and such, and they're spinning around. The fact is they're really not spinning at all. It's just condensed light. It appears to be spinning. It's kind of interesting. The appearance of spinning is really the effect of the gravitational hold on light itself, now masquerading as particles. It's really not spinning. It's just condensed, but it appears to be spinning, according to scientists, physicists, but it's not. Even thoughts they're kind of like matter in a way. They're more like waveforms. Well, it's just condensed light or energy. I like to think of all your thoughts, your memories, your past. I like to think of they're just kind of bubbles floating around out there. And you know, between all these bubbles and between all the atoms, all everything, there's a tremendous amount of space. This is something that is commonly accepted in science and physics. There's a lot of space. A lot of nothingness. It's kind of interesting because you actually can't measure the distance. You really can't, even between the atoms. But there's just a lot of space. And between your thoughts, there's a lot of nothingness. Sometimes in your thoughts, there's nothing. And you know, I've always wondered, Why more humans haven't asked, well, what's sitting there? What is this space? What is it, a force? Is it just nothing? Is it just darkness that we simply don't understand how it's created, why it's there? Why is there space in the first place? Who came up with that idea? Why is there all that space? Humans like to fill space. They don't like empty space. I don't know why, but they got to fill space. Your house, furniture, junk, cities. You got to fill that space. Oh, there's an empty lot. Let's build something there. But yet, you've got all this space between matter, between thoughts. Very few have ever asked, what is that space? What the hell are we supposed to do with it? The fact is, it's divinity, it's energy, just waiting. It's not necessarily holding it together. What holds it together, holds all these thoughts and particles together, is simply the difference or the variation between what you call pure soul light and the light that you're using as you're playing to be planning or playing at being human. That light starts coming in now and filling the space. It doesn't rush in. It's not like suddenly opening the dam gates and it all comes flooding. And it doesn't come from any one single direction. It doesn't come from above or below. It just suddenly, you know, it's like having a dimmer switch on a light. It just slowly starts illuminating that space. That's what's happening right now with the apocalypse. It doesn't fill that space with fairy dust. It doesn't fill it with lollipops, sugar drops. It just fills it now with light. Little by little. And don't rush it. No, here. Don't force it. Just receive it. That's it. Just receive it. It's not a battle. It's not a race. It's not a timed event. You just receive it. And there is such beauty and majesty in it. You see, the battles are over now. Having to conquer or be conquered. Having to effort and drain yourself. That's over. Here, right now, just receive that light. Starts to fill that entire space. And just observe how it comes in so very gracefully. Some of you are thinking, okay, now is this light between the space, is it going to give me more money? Is it going to make my body better? Stop it. That's being so human. Just receive this light. You say, well, now is it going to make the atom spin more? Is it going to make my thoughts cleaner, more pure? Stop it. You're being so damn human. You just receive it. There's nothing to overcome here. There's no illness. There's no abundance lack or anything. There's nothing to overcome. That is an old game. An old game. And we are going to change that. It's all a matter right now. This is as simple as it gets to receive that light. And to spaces that have been void and vacant for so very long. This is the core of embodied mastery, right here. Receiving without agenda, receiving without trying to affect an outcome, just receiving. That's it. I can feel the questions from so many of you. Is it going to give me more energy? Is it going to give me more confidence? Stop that. You see, that's just a battle. It's almost like you're begging for it. You know, when you start getting into that, it's going to make me younger, happier. You see, you're setting up a conflict. You're setting up you're also setting up a base of reality. It's like saying, you know, I'm an asshole. Is it going to make me a nice person? Well, don't set up that conflict. Just receive it. I know everybody wants a better human life, but I'll tell you this right now. That's not what this is all about. I'd be cutting yourself far short to just be into this metaphysics for a better human life. There's so much more. Embodied mastery goes far beyond just your human life. It comes into your whole soulfulness, extending far beyond just this human realm. Take a deep breath and please receive this light. It's like there's been this ocean of emptiness between the particles, between the thoughts, between what you would call the points of reality, just an ocean of nothingness, just waiting for this. The Master allows it to be so simple. This right now, what we're doing, just receiving, is probably one of the most important things you're going to do in your life. Receiving that light that's been available since Heaven's Cross, receiving it and letting it start to illuminate that space. That space that could be called your divinity. Your own energy. I was just waiting in this realm to serve you. There is nothing else you need to do other than to receive this. I say that, that's a big statement. Nothing else you need to do other than just receive this, your light. Because then you start getting such amazing clarity about what to do with it. Amazing clarity about your own passion. Amazing clarity about how then this very light serves you. Let's take a good deep breath into letting this light come and fill those spaces, those empty spaces. It never really was dark, was there? And interesting that humans then turn dark into evil, into bad. And got out their swords and started fighting it. Really just slashing themselves. One of the greatest shifts in consciousness and paradigm on this planet is going to be a new understanding of dark. That's going to change so many things. Can you only imagine if consciousness shifted just even 1 degree in their thinking about darkness? Just imagine what happens when you allow a new consciousness, a new maturity about that huge cap void that was there just waiting for light. Let's take a good deep breath. One word, receive. It goes back to what we've talked about for a while, but we're going to start living it now. A master allows energy to serve them. A master, an embodied master, lets the light flow into the darkness and then serve them in a whole new way. A way that couldn't have been done before. The master allows that light to flow into all those spaces, changing the very nature of reality. Reality is a result of the difference in speeds of light, or probably better said, the speed or the variable difference between dark and light. That's what creates reality. And now you have the light filling the space. It changes everything. Let's take a good deep breath together. Receive. Bring it into, right into this reality. So the challenge for everybody, no more battles. No more obstacles, no more tests of undo yourself. Now let the light do the work. Let's take a good deep breath. And this in itself is very disruptive, but it can be very graceful, very disruptive into eons of time of old ways of doing things, old ways of approaching, getting up in the morning as you're putting on your underwear and your shirt and pants. How am I going to battle today? But now it changes. That's a huge, huge disruption, but it can be quite beautiful. So that, let's take a deep breath together as we bring this shoud to a conclusion, and always, always, always remembering all is well in all of creation. Thank you.